Rockford needs fewer, larger elementary schools, more modern classrooms, one early education center for each quadrant of the city. It's all part of a $250 million plan to improve every elementary school, except for the 7 to 9 targeted for closing. These are some of the points the public's being asked to consider and report back to the school district about before the school board chooses one of 3 restructuring proposals. Aaron Jarrett is superintendent of Rockford Public Schools. He led one of the first public hearings on the plans at Welsh Elementary.
So this is really about changing the footprint and making it better for students, better buildings, and more staff support, not reducing the footprint to save money.
Todd Schmidt is the chief operations officer for the district. He says it has taken almost a year to put together the 3 plans with the help of administrators, some teachers, some parents, and a consulting firm.
We looked at these buildings, and a lot of these buildings that we're recommending for closure are buildings that are either small or old. And then we're looking at the money that we have to put into that. If we have to put, you know, $5 million into that building just to bring it up to speed, does it make more sense to put that money into another building or build some new schools?
Under Plan A, 7 of the district's 35 elementary schools would be demolished. Plan B, 8 schools close and 1 new one is built. And Plan C closes 9 and builds 2. The schools on the chopping block are Cherry Valley, Dennis, King, Kishwaukee, Thompson, Walker, and Westview. Plan B adds Nelson School, and Plan C adds White Swan. Schmidt says public input is key and is being gathered at nearly 40 meetings and online.
We want to make sure that we're spending the money wisely over the next 10 years to make sure we're really doing things instead of just putting money at the buildings. Make sure we have a good comprehensive plan, get a lot of community feedback on the plan, say this is what the community wants, this is what makes sense, let's go ahead and do it.
It was a small crowd at Welsh, which is not on the closing list. But like every school in the district, it will be affected. Welsh Principal Maurice Davis says his school will change drastically under the plans, and he's excited about it. Welsh would get a long-needed expansion and be able to house more students from its Northwest Side neighborhood.
The classrooms are very traditional. They're set up like we used to learn. We learn differently now. So being able to have rooms that are accessible for digital learning, kind of one-to-one blended learning for students, being able to have students that are sitting at, you know, computers across the classroom, those are all really important to learning today.
Sandra Glaspie is a retired school district administrator. She showed up for the meeting at Welsh because she had some big questions. Top of the list was how shuttered schools would affect neighborhoods. Superintendent Jarrett eased her concerns about the schools becoming dangerous, crumbling eyesores.
Our smallest elementary schools and our elementaries that are in the worst condition, and we're taking those offline, and we're going to turn those into parks or some community use, but we have money in the budget to demolish them. So worst case scenario, a school would turn into a park. And then we are going to give everybody what we think is a significantly improved learning environment.
Glaspie urges the public to make it out to one of the meetings. Although most of them take place during typical 9-to-5 work hours, 4 of the meetings will be held in the evening.
And I hope more people come out and hear and have their questions answered, because when you don't know, you don't know. You need the information firsthand. I don't like secondhand information, so that led me to be here today to hear my own story.
Glenda Shaver says staff and parents in the schools targeted for closing need to be heard in this process. She should know.
I certainly can relate to that. I'm still not over the closing of West High by any means. Oh, I think they should come to meetings, inform themselves, and if they do perceive unfairness, they should certainly speak up about it.
Shaver was involved in the People Who Care lawsuit 25 years ago. It was set off when the Rockford School Board closed a number of schools, including West High. Several families sued the district in federal court for decades of discrimination. Shaver says it's different this time. She says she didn't detect any bias or unfairness in the presentation from the superintendent or in the process.
I believe their asking for input is sincere because they're sharing it online once they get it. So they're making it very public. So they're really reaching out to, and all the different meetings they're having, 40 I guess, really reaching out to involve people.
The elementary school restructuring is a 10-year plan. Even if the school board approves a version of it at its late June meeting, nothing's going to change in the next school year. Meetings continue almost daily at different schools through May 22nd. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.